Okay, hi guys. Welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about working out at the gym, and what I think about when I skip the gym. Now, today's one of those skip days. I really don't have a lot of skip days at all. But when I do have a skip day, I really don't enjoy it. I really don't enjoy the skip day at all, and I really don't know why. It's probably because of the fact that I'm like, you know what? I'm lazy right now. I'm really lazy for not going to the gym. I'm really, really lazy for not doing something I do every single day. So I get disappointed in myself. And yeah, I mean, I'm right to do so. I'm right to be disappointed in myself. But I also give myself, I also put a lot of pressure on myself to actually go to the gym every single day. And yeah, it is really healthy to go to the gym every single day. But when you need a skip day, you just need a skip day. And today, I'm skipping the gym. Today is Monday that I'm recording this podcast. I usually record podcasts on Saturday or Sunday, and then I edit them, and then I upload all the segments. But you know what? I'm not really going to upload a lot of segments anymore because on my Instagram, I don't really find it that worth it. Like, yeah, if I'm sitting here and it's getting some traction and I'm posting a lot of segments and I'm actually getting like some click-through rates, then yeah, I would like it. But so far, I don't really like it. Instagram isn't really the best for showing people. It's not really, their recommendation system's really, really bad. It's not like TikTok's. And yeah, that's the one good thing that I can say about TikTok. Their recommendation system is spot on. TikTok knew me more than what I knew me. And me and my friend, we really had kind of the same TikTok. We had the same For You page because we have the same personality type, kind of. And it's just funny that, yeah, you can have the same recommendation as, like, your sister because you're in the same, like, location, but then maybe you necessarily don't have the same personality, but you can have, like, a funny personality. TikTok would know that. They also know if you're depressed, and they start recommending you more depressing TikToks, which just lead you down a whole entire rabbit hole, which is not. I don't really want to get into it. But I did want to talk about, and let me just get a more generalized statement here, and I'm trying to think of it. Now, it's skipping the gym, okay, I'm skipping the gym today, right? I already discussed that, but I'm also quitting, right, TikTok. I'm quitting TikTok because I deleted the app. I felt like I was way too addicted to TikTok for me to enjoy it anymore, and I was literally hanging out with my friend, and We were just spending the whole entire time on our phone, and I was spending the whole entire time on my phone, and we ended up, like, saying, like, listen, there's no point in us hanging out if we're just gonna be on our phone. And, you know, I do agree with that, because if you're gonna hang out with somebody, why not be there in person? Why not actually hang out in person? Instead of actually being on your phone and being on TikTok and just going through social media with people that you don't know face-to-face. That's what I hated the most about TikTok. And yeah, there's some creators that I will miss, like Arcana, I think her name is. She makes these funny, funny videos. I really, really recommend if you do check her out. Her TikTok page is, I think it's Arcana, something like that. She just makes videos about pretty much any store you can go into. She made a video about Gucci. She made a video about Five Below. She made a video about Chuck E. Cheese. And she just basically makes fun of the brand. And then at the end of it, something goes wrong. She just acts surprised at the end. So I'm not really going to spoil the whole entire account, but I do recommend you check her out. She has blonde hair. She's really talented in what she does, and she's an actress too, so yeah, you can tell she's really, really talented in what she does. I can't wait to see, like, the TV show she's in, if she is in any TV shows or movies. I do want to check those out, because I know she is an actress, and yeah, she does have millions of fans. I think she has, like, 10 million followers, so yeah, I mean, she could easily get on any movie she wants. I think she could. Just because she's a good social media influencer doesn't mean that she's going to be a good actor, but I think that she is a really good actor. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the people that I will miss the most about deleting TikTok, but so far, okay, I found myself on Instagram Reels, right? Because I do have Instagram installed still. Okay, and I also put a parental like screen time on my phone to allow me to only have social media open for an hour, which is it kind of helps, but at the same time, I don't know what to really do. Like, I just watch more YouTube. So it's like, yeah, you're balancing it out. You're not going on TikTok, but you're going to go on social media in general. I don't know. It just doesn't really make much sense. Maybe I could have just put like a screen time alert. Like, I used to set it for an hour, and I used to bypass the hour and just keep adding, keep adding, keep adding. But like, I don't want to do that. I just want to go cold turkey and say, nope, no more TikTok. So I did that since Saturday. I think since Saturday. Since Sunday. Yeah, I did that since Sunday or Saturday night. I deleted TikTok. That's when I hung out with my friend. And then all of Sunday, no TikTok. And then all of today, no TikTok, which is Monday. By the time you upload this, it's going to be almost a week since I deleted TikTok. Now, I was thinking about doing a video about this and then doing a documentary about this and the harmful effects it really did have on me. It caused more anxiety. There was a lot of. I don't really like the community on TikTok either. They're very, very toxic people. Now, I did upload a couple things on TikTok, and I don't know how to really delete my accounts. So they're still going to be active. But you can go check my accounts out on Instagram. I mean, on TikTok, I do have Arujo Dimitri. So if you did want to check those out, but I do have a couple videos, and people in the comments were just hating on me for no reason, like my skin. Like, I was talking about a certain subject, which is politics. Yeah, I shouldn't have uploaded politics on Instagram, but I do want to say my opinion. So people were just making fun of the way my face looked, and at this time I was going through a lot of bad acne. And it really was not my fault, because it really never is. It never is your fault if you're going through acne at all. And these people are the same exact people that say, oh, people need to love themselves for who they are. And then you're gonna go and hate on somebody else for being who they are. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's just very, very stupid. For some reason, people do this. And yeah, I kind of got used to it. And that's why I really stopped uploading on TikTok, because I used to upload on TikTok. Not frequently, not like every single day, but I did direct a couple TikToks with my friends. We did have a lot of good times on the TikTok app, like creating. But like the last time I actually created in the TikTok app, it was like 3 years ago, like during 2021. I mean 2019. Like, it was so long ago. Yeah, it was actually 3 years ago. This was like freshman year. I'm a senior now in high school. This was during freshman year. I used to go on like the TikTok app. And I wasn't even addicted at that point. I think the addiction started as soon as, I think 2020. The addiction started around 2020 because I was just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. And then I think it just started becoming really, really bad this year, 2021, because of the fact that I was in school now. Back at school. And I'm only in school for a couple of hours. I go into school at. I leave the house at 7:50, pick my friend up for 7:55. We leave my friend's house at 7:56 for 7:57. We get to school at 8:05. And then by that time we're late because you need to be in the building before 8:05 to not be marked late. And then we're late, we need to wait in line, get checked in, get our bags checked because our school does that. And by the time I get to school, right, it's already like first period, it's like 8:20, 8:30. Halfway through first period. And then by the time that 10, by the time that 11:13 rolls around, I leave the school. So I'm only in school for 3 periods or 3.5 hours around there. Wait, so then let's just say 8:30 to 11:30. So 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. Yeah, so 3 hours around there. A little less than 3 hours I'm in the school. I'm not really complaining at all because I really don't. Yeah, we do have a brand new school where I live, but like at the same time, I don't really like it. I would rather like work for the minutes that I'm at school. Like if school got out one period earlier, I would be fine. If I got out a second period, I would be fine. But it's just because of the stupid fact that last year was such a hectic thing that I took a college class, right? Last year for history. And history, it was going to count as a history credit, so I didn't have to take it this year. But since I decided to take that college class, I had to log in every single day, even during February break, because I thought that they had the same February break as us. Newsflash, they don't. So I took this class at a college, and I was doing high school. So then it just became too much for me, and I couldn't balance everything. So I had to choose one or the other. So I chose my classwork. I chose school, over the college aspect of it. So I was just doing all my schoolwork, but I wasn't really logging into the college work. So then eventually they just stopped messaging me, and then like I guess I was withdrawn from the class. They never told me that I was withdrawn from the class until this year. So I would have fixed it back then. I would have been like, okay, if you're going to withdraw me from the class, put me in another history class, because history classes are only half the year. And by the time that happened, it was around like Christmas time. So why wouldn't they tell me I'm withdrawn from the class and I'm not going to have enough credits to graduate if I wanted to do another history class? That's what they should have did, but I feel like they really don't care, and I feel like they don't think that they get paid enough, even though they get paid salary. So they are technically they could text they could email me on the weekend whenever they have the chance. They still never texted me. So because of this, I had to take another history class, like I was saying, and that was this year. So instead of me taking the history class this year, I could have took like another thing I needed to graduate. Like I needed a gym class. So I could have took my film class first period, because I do have my film class. Second period, at the beginning of the year, I had history. But if I passed it last year, I wouldn't have had to do it this year. So then that would have been taken out. Second period, I would have had gym because that's all I need to pass. Third period, it would be English. So if I was to switch my schedule around at the beginning of the year, I would ask my counselor to switch me into a second period English class, because I know that during the year, if I wanted to get dismissed earlier, I would want to get dismissed earlier, not at the same exact time, because of the English class. So I would have moved that English class up to second period, and then I would have put my gym class on third period, because I need my gym class, my English class to pass. And then let's just pretend last year I did pass English, I mean pass history class. So I would first period, I would have film. Second period, I would have gym. Third period, I would have English. And then I needed a math class. So math is only half the year, and you need 4 years of math. So I had no looking after this. I had nothing. Like it's that's it. Like it's either you take that or nothing. So I would have took, right? I would have took that, all of that, and then the math class at the first half of the year. Fourth period. And then after the first half of the year, after fourth period, I would have just went in, and I would have just left after second period. Went in for 2 hours. And that would have been awesome, because then I would get out around I think 10:30, and then I would just go to work, and then boom, like I get to work in 10 minutes, not even. So I could have like walked around the hallways a little bit and then go into work. So that would have just been so much more convenient. But obviously, I do not make the schedules. I can't choose what classes I have and when. But as I know now, I am passing with flying colors, because I talked to the people I needed to talk to. I talked to the counselors, I talked to principals, vice principals, I talked to everyone. Like if you have a suggestion, I already talked to them. Like, But I'm doing good so far. I have the classes I need to graduate, so I have no problems at all. Now, when it comes to, oh, I forget when it's a new term. I think next month, like after April vacation, because I forgot we had April vacation. It goes March and then April. We have April vacation. When we come back from April vacation, I think we do have a break. I mean, a new term. That'll be term 4. And then during term 4, I think we only have April and May, so just 4 weeks, I think. And then I just have gym for 4 weeks, and that's it. But it's kind of sad, like when you think about it. It's kind of sad when you think about it. Just I'm not even staring at the camera. I'm just like staring off to other things over here. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to think. It's kind of sad thinking about earlier in middle school and earlier in high school when I first got into these things. Like, life was just so much different. And if you're listening to this and you're under the age of 18 and you're still in school, yes, school might look like and feel very, very annoying right now. But over time, right? You just get used to it. I'm used to going to school by now because I'm a senior. I've been doing this thing for literally 13 years. I've been going to school since 15 years because I went to preschool for 2 years. So I've been going to school for 15 years. I've been going to school my whole entire life, practically. I'm going to be 18 in a couple weeks because my birthday is March 29. So for almost 3 years of my life, I did not go to school. The rest of my life, I was in school. So I remember being in elementary school and the teachers that I had in elementary school. I remember middle school and the teacher saying, oh my God, this just gives me the chills every time. So every time a kid would like complain about the day being long and stuff like that, the teacher would say, no, listen, you need to appreciate middle school for what it is, because middle school is the fastest times of your life. It's gonna go by in a flash. It's gonna go by in a blink of an eye. Because think about it. If you have 6 years that you're in an elementary school, and you have 3 years when you're in middle school, and then you have 4 years in high school. So middle school is the fastest moving of your whole entire career as a student. So, and if you think about it, it does really make sense. You have 6 years in elementary school, you have 4 years in high school, but you only have 3 years in middle school. I mean, I'm just talking where I live. That's how it works next to where I live. So some places do it differently, okay? But I think it's always 3 years in middle school. Middle school goes by really, really quick. And yeah, if you're still in middle school, listen, I don't want to look back to my middle school years because they're not great. They're not good at all. I was in two different schools for reasons I really don't want to discuss. It's not bad reasons. It's just that I wanted to go to a middle school in a better area. I know I just said I don't want to discuss it, but I'm still going to discuss it. I wanted to go to middle school in a better area than where I lived, so I used my grandma's address that lives in the better area. And I said, yeah, I live with my grandma. Nope. They spied on me, or they spied on my grandma, and they saw that I don't leave her house. So why would I be able to go to the school? So then they ended up kicking me out. They said, you have until this day to leave the school. So we left the school and I got enrolled in the school next to my in my district. So then I went to the school in my district, right? And they ended up calling the school that I was originally at. And they were like, oh, we're just calling. And they called my dad. They said, we're just calling because your son Demetrius has been absent for the last month. Where did he go? And then my dad's like, yeah, you guys kicked him out. So what's the problem here? And yeah, at the time it was a big deal to me because I never got kicked out of a school before. But if I'm thinking about it, I really didn't like the school I was going to. So it doesn't really matter. I really didn't like the school I was going to. All of my friends that I've previously had, because I grew up next to my house, obviously. So going to a school that's not next to your district, you don't know anybody there. So it's kind of like off-putting. It's kind of like a whole new beginning. But no, I went back to where I was originally from. I went back to the district next to my house, and everyone from my elementary school, everyone from the middle, from the lower grades, they're like, "Oh, Dimitri, Dimitri, Dimitri." So I did have immediate friends when I did move back to the hometown school. But sadly, as soon as I left middle school, all of the friends that I had weren't my friends anymore, and I had to start all over. But now the friends that I have now are better than the ones that I ever had in middle school. And I'm not doing this to shade anybody, okay? This is a positive podcast. This is a positive podcast. So I'm not doing this to shade anybody. I'm just saying the friends I have now, they're the real friends that I have, and I really care about the friends that I have now. Now, this has been a roller coaster. I don't even know what I'm going to name this podcast because I did start this podcast talking about the gym. And then I went on to say about all this other stuff. So I don't even know what to name this podcast. I'll come up with a thing. Okay, I'll come up with something to name this podcast. You'll see it at the beginning of this video. But anyways, thank you all for watching and thank you all for listening to me just rant. Oh my God, just rant. Just rant for the last 20 minutes. Thank you all, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.